It didn't feel right. You know, ball kept hitting the net. You know, it was loud. You hear all these different voices and everything. I'm like, oh, my gosh, can we go back outside? So I thought we needed to get back outside, which was good. I think, again, I kind of like that. You know, sometimes when things are not going as well, and it wasn't a practice, just, you know, us being inside and then having to switch and all of a sudden refocus and go do it again, because that's the way football is sometimes. Sometimes it's just not there, and you got to go find it. And our guys, it was muddy and water puddles and wet balls and the whole nine yards. So I kind of like it like that when it's hard, because football is hard.
Well, it happens to be a bad forecast for Friday in Green Bay. Storm-wise,
it's good. It's going lightning again? Wow. It could be. Well, we're going to have to deal with the elements. And, you know, I keep telling our team, we'll play anywhere. You know, that's just the way it is. You know, lightning, mud, rain, snow, that's the kind of team we have to be. We can't worry about the elements. Every other team has to deal with it, too. So we got to find a way to deal with it and make the most of it and win when we're in those situations.
Going to be okay, and combined with that, what about Hawk and Coleman and them?
Hawk definitely won't play, and Corey won't play either. You know, again, those guys are going to make sure that they're exactly where they need to be. I think Terrell will be fine. Again, he was practicing, and I made a decision to take him out. He wanted to stay out there, and my job is to make sure that our players are okay. But I think he'll be fine. But again, till the doctors tell me so, will I really know? But again, we're going to put a team out there that's going to go out there and play hard and execute our offense and defense and special teams, and that's what we're looking to do.
Did you see Terrell laboring? I mean, why did you say?
Yeah, because he was laboring a little bit, and I just, you know, again, I can tell, you know, he's willing to fight through it because, again, the guys want to have those opportunities that they're getting, but at the same time, I have to be smart enough to tell a guy, hey, we need to back you down.
Is there any significance to Austin Davis seemingly getting more reps today than Kessler?
No, not really. I mean, again, I haven't really made a decision how we'll play those guys, but they'll play. I think everything's earned. You know, I'm not giving anybody anything, whether it's Cody or Austin. You know, it's through practice. And I know maybe you see a little switch there, but that doesn't signal anything at all.
If the weather does get bad, will you perhaps cut the time of some of the projected starters in the game?
No. The elements have nothing to do with that. You know, whatever decision we make will be based on the feeling of how long we want guys to play. It won't be because of the weather.
Have you solidified how long you're going to play the ones, Friday?
I'm sorry?
Have you solidified how long you're going to play the ones?
No, we just had practice today, and I've been running from the lightning, so I hadn't thought about that one yet.
Maybe it's my imagination, but I seem to see Isaiah Crowell drop a pass every day. I'm wondering, do you acknowledge that? And that part of his game, does that need to be better?
Absolutely. I mean, yeah. I mean, anybody who's dropping a pass, you know, Isaiah and receivers, tight ends, anybody, we need to get that better. Our goal is to keep the ball off the ground and catch every ball that's thrown and be very accurate with the ball. So, again, you know, I hope that it's the elements. You know, we got to learn how to catch a wet ball and how to throw a wet ball, because that's just part of it too, and it's something that I have to make sure that as a team that we take care of. But, again, we don't want to drop any balls, and all of our players need to continue to get better catching the ball.
Nick Hayden was with the Bengals in 2012 in training camp when you were there. Do you remember anything about him?
I do. I remember he was a fierce competitor. You know, he liked to play the game. He was tough. You know, he worked hard, and he was one of our final cuts. So I kind of knew who he was when he came and worked out. So I kind of had a memory of what he did when he was there. So, again, the guy's he's worked extremely hard, and I think football is very important to him.
And sort of, so then are you seeing that same thing?
Absolutely. Absolutely, he has. I mean, he's working to earn a spot on our football team.
We talked to a couple tight ends today, and they all both stressed out, you know, your preference for a lot of tight ends and what you're doing. With that in mind, it looks like Connor Hamlin's had a good 2 weeks. I don't know. Can you say anything about
that? No, he's made some plays. You know, he's made some plays catching the ball. And he's very accountable, knows what to do. I also think that he knows he needs to continue to get better. You know, again, he's a big, tall guy, so he's got to block some of these strong, smaller guys at times. And so that's something, an area he got to continue to get better at. He's working at it. And, you know, I give him a lot of credit for, you know, his tenacity and how he stays after it. So he's got a chance, you know. But, again, we need to see a lot of these things show up versus an opponent as we move forward.
Round has Seth Duvall had to make up, and what do you think of him coming back as an encouragement?
Oh, I mean, if he's healthy, he's a tremendous athlete, so he has a chance. I mean, just like anybody else, but I think he'll hopefully get back out here pretty soon so that we can evaluate him. We haven't seen much of him, and he needs to be out there with his teammates practicing.
Was he able to do anything at all today or not?
No, he ran around a little bit today. Yeah, no, he did, and we'll continue to increase that, you know, as we go.
About two more. Even though you've said you haven't decided yet, I'll ask you this. Are you tempted at all to give Robert more time? I mean, traditionally he'll get a quarter.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm not tempted to do anything yet because I haven't thought about it. So I'm just going to take my time. I mean, we don't play till Friday, right? Okay, I got to remember what day it is today. So, no, we don't play till Friday. So I don't think, you know, I'm not in a rush for that. I'm more in a rush of making sure our players are still practicing hard and doing what we need to do and learning how to practice, because we have to learn how to practice against each other, take care of each other, and do things the right way. You know, this is a little bit different phase of training camp because now we're about to play an opponent. So that's a little bit different as you move through that. So practices change a little bit. There's some other things that we try to get accomplished, and I think that's what's important.
How eager are you to see RG3 for the first time against a live rush and
Very. And I'm really eager to see our whole football team, you know, against a different opponent. But obviously, watch our quarterback, you know, under duress, you know, when it's tough, when the other team is really coming after you. But also our offensive line, our defensive line, and our secondary, you know, and our linebackers. I'm going to be very, very into watching our football team play. And I'm probably going to have to catch myself because I have so many responsibilities as we go through this. But I'm very excited about our guys going out and competing against somebody else for a change.
This is Jordan Poyer's kind of first opportunity to be a starter from, you know, day one. What have you noticed out of him or seen out of him so far?
I think he's earned the right to do that. I mean, he's a returning player, and he's had some good moments here. But the consistency, you know, of every guy back there needs to improve. And I've told him all that. I mean, our goal is to try to make sure nobody catches the ball, you know, and so – That's his job. You know, he's the center fielder back there. So if the ball's thrown down the middle, he's got to be back there to make a play, you know, and it's got to make great tackles. You know, that's what we're asking everybody on defense to do. So we have an expectation, and we got to get our guys up to that level. Not that they're not, but, again, we've done certain things out here in practice, but we'll find out a little bit more about our guys come Friday.